Okay, the meeting is being called to order. Ms. Doyle, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Here.
Trustee James Ennis.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wadsworth.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here. Ms. Perry, will you please confirm that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you. With that said, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Ennis.
Is there a second?
Second, Athus.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Item number four. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on June 12th, 2025?
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Wadsworth.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. I want to welcome the University Advisory Committee representatives present today. Do any of you have any comments you'd like to make?
No, we do not.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, let me offer my comments, and this is just a couple of things. I say this with a smile on my face because as I was driving up to the campus this morning, I couldn't help but think about 40-some-odd years ago, believe it or not, arriving on campus, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, really ready for excitement and whatever else was going to be coming down the pike. And you know what stuck me, Madam President? I thought about the Foot Locker. I had this long Foot Locker that my parents went out and bought. Oh my goodness. I almost had everything in the world in that Foot Locker. And although those memories stick out, the thing that I remember most is my mom and dad dropping me off, right? These are memories that you'll never, never be. And some of us have children here that we've dropped off at school. Those are memories that you'll keep sacred for the rest of your lives. I want to say, too, a lot of you don't really understand what is the role of the board, right? What are we doing here? Why we give away a lot of our time. We do that willingly. One, because we have a passion for the school. We remember those days when we were dropped off some years ago. I said 40-some-odd years. Maybe it was 20, but I want to make it feel like it's 20. But the basic reason why we're all here, it's really to make sure that the mission that we all talk about, it's not the faculty, it's not the staff, it's not the board, it's the students. It's making sure that they have a worthwhile student experience. I was just talking with someone the other day from workforce development with the state, right? And I couldn't help but think, this is the primary workforce development location in a state, a university. We are building great citizens. So not only are we building the workforce for tomorrow, we're building citizens for tomorrow, people that we'll be depending on one day to make sure when that Social Security payment pops up, I'm getting paid because they're taking care of business for us. They're taking care of our society. So as we strive and as we come here every other month or whatever that is, remember that the key goal is not necessarily just functioning to make sure a budget is balanced. Yes, that's important. But it's also to make sure that our students are getting the education they need to be leaders of tomorrow. So with that said, let's move on. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, have we received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, once again, we have Mr. Burns, who is not here. And that's the only public request that we have registered.
Very good, very good. With that said, are we at the end of the thing?
We got it, 2 minutes.
Okay. Are there any other matters requiring?
The minutes.
Did we do the minutes?
Did you do the minutes? Okay, we're good, you're good.
Yeah, we're just, thank you. Are there any other matters requiring attention of the board today? Hearing none. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is September 25th, 2025 at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We did not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to discuss a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters as generally described under Section 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under Sections 2C1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Barsema.
Ms. Doyle, will you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsema?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee James Innes?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watzowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.